And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, I'm going to kick off this dipper. And don't forget, by the way, top of the hour, we'll close out this discussion with a call with John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. So yesterday I did a mini dipper because right before the show, the news broke that the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals had decided not to go with the recently redrawn congressional district lines that Alabama had just done in special session. So a quick recap, just because some of y'all are super up on this, some of you are not. The reality is this. Every 10 years, the legislature, state legislature, has to redraw the lines. One of the things they have to redraw is the congressional districts. We have seven congressional members representing the state of Alabama. The 1965 Voting Rights Act required that there be a majority-minority district. Terry Sewell is the only Democrat in the Alabama delegation, and she represents the 7th Congressional District. It's I want to say her district was like 55% black or 57, somewhere in there. Okay, all that being said, when they redrew the lines again this last go-round, a lawsuit was filed. And the lawsuit alleged that, hey, it's not enough. It's not enough. You can't do it that way. You can't, even though the lines have been pretty much the same since like early 90s, no, you can't do it that way. Here's what you got to do. What you got to do is you got to have it based upon the population of the state. Well, I thought, wait a minute. No, it's never been that way. It's about where people live. Nope. It's got to be based on the population of the state. And based on the population of the state of Alabama, we should have two majority black districts. That's the claim. I thought you said we couldn't keep inserting racial issues into our political lines. Well, you do this time. Oh, so when it's the other way around, that's what we have to do. Yes. So it went through the court processes. At first, it lost in the federal district court. Then it went to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, where the Court of Appeals said, nah, you know what? The plaintiffs are right. We need two majority black districts. Or I believe what they're referred to is as two districts in which the minority has a, quote, opportunity to have a greater influence in the election. Y'all, it's racial politics. It's what we said we were getting away from. So you want to draw the lines based on race because you want the racial aspect to be considered more heavily in the outcome of the election. Why is that not racial politics? Well, it is. Anyway, it went to the Supreme Court of the United States. Supreme Court of the United States, we thought, was not going to rule against Alabama, but it did. Supreme Court of the United States, the guidance, though, was somewhat vague. It basically said that there needs to be two districts drawn in which the minority population would have a greater opportunity for influence. I'm paraphrasing slightly, but the word opportunity was in there. Okay, so then it gets handed back to us. So the legislature convenes in a special session a month ago, maybe two, and they convene a special session for the sole purpose of redrawing the lines again, except they didn't come back with two majority black districts. They came back with one of them at just under 51% black and the other one at just under 40% black. And the court has just said, as of yesterday, that's not good enough. Okay, so where are we? Well, right now what's about to happen is we're about to see the court appoint a special master and a cartographer to be in charge of drawing new lines. Yowza, what's it going to look like? We don't know. I mean, it's going to be whatever the special master decides. Special master will then present it to the court, and the court will probably go, Thank you, Special Master. You did a better job than all of the duly elected officials in the state of Alabama. So now the court is taking over the legislative processes because the court doesn't believe the legislature did a good enough job. And yet the legislature is now saying, and you know, with arguably right, that they did it to the extent that they could. Okay, so what's going to wind up happening? We're going to get new guidance, and, oh, by the way, we're probably going back to the Supreme Court. We'll see. It's a crapshoot. Some say they deliberately did not, the speculation is they deliberately did not draw two truly majority black districts because they wanted the opportunity to go back to the Supreme Court. There are some who believe that Justice Kavanaugh, who rendered an opinion that was somewhat, you know, leading people to believe that if things had been slightly different, that he might not have ruled with the majority and we might then not be having to redraw the maps. There are some who believe that Justice Kavanaugh could be swayed by additional arguments. So the Attorney General of the state of Alabama is going to get involved, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. All that to say, right now, the lines are done. And if you're serving in Congress, you don't know where your district is. And so you've got situations where people are starting to perk up and go, wait a minute, I may run because they may be drawing one for me to live in. And then again, you may have Barry Moore, who's a very conservative congressman, and Jerry Carl, who's a little less conservative, representing two parts of South Alabama. They might get drawn into the same district. And then we got two incumbent congressmen who are duking it out, trying to take over the seat. It's a mess. It's a true mess. Here's the question I have, though, before I get into these stories that I've got stacked up right here in front of me. Here's the question that I have. I understand the Voting Rights Act of 65 is the law upon which most of this is based. But at what point is it only as to black and white? What if we had an enclave of Hispanics? Do they deserve to have a district drawn for their favor? I mean, what if we had an enclave of Asians? Do they have a right to declare their own need for a Asian-based district? I mean, we don't in Alabama, but think about other places. I mean, you can go to Texas or South Florida or others, and you can find a Hispanic population that's going to wind up being pretty significant. You can go out to California. And you can find place or Hawaii, and you can find places where Asians are a very large minority. So all I'm saying is, if this is the rule, why is it the rule only for black and white? Why is it not the rule for any and all demographics? And then at what point do we start saying, well, since, you know, gender policy is so important, I mean, at what point do we have to have a majority woman district? I mean, it's just, where does it end when you set these standards on it that have to be based upon what kind of people live there, not just who they are? Okay, so story here from Grayson Everett wrote this for Yellowhammer News, and he points out some things that I've just said, but he also points out that the new map that's supposed to be drawn now by the special master has to be done by September 25th. So we're looking at right at, 3 weeks they got to have a new map. And the new map, and by the way, it's not, it can't be too arbitrary because the new map has to have X number of people per district within a certain percentage point of each other. So they've got parameters they got to work in. But yeah, Terry Sewell, she's currently at 50 points, just under 51% in her district now. And she's ecstatic. She thinks it's a great thing. The court, though, has rejected Alabama's attempts. And now Nathaniel Ledbetter, who's our Alabama Speaker of the House, he has said it's a little confusing. They don't want us to gerrymander districts, but then they asked us to gerrymander the districts. He said, I mean, that's the only way you can get to those numbers is by gerrymandering, Ledbetter said. Unfortunately, he said, I think it's being driven by people out of D.C. He said former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder and former President Barack Obama started a PAC to try and redraw some of these lines. Probably not only congressional seats, but also state house seats. And then so Nathaniel Ledbetter says, this is the way for Democrats to try and take over the House without a vote. Maybe so. Tell you what, though, when we get back from this break, When we get back from this break, I'll tell you about what our Attorney General's already said he's going to do and what our Alabama Secretary of State said that he needs. Because this has ripple effects throughout state government. It also has ripple effects throughout the nation. Y'all stay tuned. I'll tell you all about it. And, oh, by the way, yeah, the quiet part got said out loud. Democrats are already talking about where they're going with it next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back. We are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. So continuing this thread about racial politics. So here we are in the position where we're having to see the lines now drawn for us by someone else. It's frustrating. It's frustrating when the courts take the legislative action over and just do it. And some will say, well, it's because they did a bad job. Okay, by your interpretation. So here we are with the legislature having done its duty, only to find the court still not satisfied, and now they want to redraw the lines. Well, Attorney General Steve Marshall, story here in 1819 News, dated today. Attorney General Steve Marshall does plan to appeal the redistricting ruling. So the thing that came out yesterday saying, no, those maps you gave us are not good enough. Attorney General Steve Marshall preparing for another showdown with the U.S. Supreme Court after a federal court struck down Alabama's newly drawn congressional district maps. On Tuesday, the district court ruled, and the case is called Allen v. Milligan. That's the underlying case. But the special master has been assigned, and so the Attorney General said, we intend to promptly seek review from the Supreme Court to ensure the state can use its lawful congressional districts in 2024 and beyond. It's a crapshoot. Keep in mind, the Supreme Court of the United States has the option to decline to take a case up. If they agree to take it up, that would be an indication they might see something novel or something different or something that they feel like they need to correct. So that being said, the Attorney General is not sitting on his laurels. He's not waiting to see what the new map looks like. He's saying, nope, we're going for it. We're going for it now. Secretary of State Wes Allen, who's been on the show most recently, Secretary of State Wes Allen intends to file an application also for a stay pending the appeal with the Supreme Court. In other words, he doesn't want to have to redraw the lines, realign all the voters in the state, because that's a huge process. Begin preparing different ballots, and it's really a nut roll when they have to change everything like this. It doesn't just like, okay, it happened. No, there's a whole lot of work goes into making it effective. But here's something else. The reason why this is important. I was on the Jeff Poor show a couple weeks ago, and Jeff asked me, he goes, Phil, do you think maybe they got advice from the Attorney General that they needed to pursue just, you know, doing a slightly weaker looking district and let it be appealed? What do you think? Was it bad advice? And I said, well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know that he gave that advice, but if he did, if I was the Attorney General, that's the advice I would have given. He says, what do you mean? And I said, well, that's exactly the advice I would have given. I said, if you're the Attorney General of the state of Alabama, your job is not to draw the lines. Your job is to enforce the laws and defend the interests, period. And the Attorney General probably sees this as something that he needs to defend the interests of the state on. And then on top of that, our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, he's the chairman of the Republican Attorney General's Association of the whole United States. So he's got all these other AGs he talks to on a regular basis. And y'all, I'm telling you, this decision that affected Alabama is already impacting Louisiana and Texas, and it has the opportunity to roll out to other states where all across the nation they'll be able to file suit on racial basis alone and change congressional districts to suit their own goals and ends. And why do I know that's the thing? Because they're saying it. Another story here from 1819 News. Alabama's only Democrat Congresswoman, Terry Sewell. She said in today's news, she predicted the federal courts would not stop with Alabama's congressional districts. She believes that they're going to next target, which tells me she's had some conversations, they're going to next target Jefferson County Commission. Really? She says, as John Lewis said, you can never give up and give in. We know the pendulum swings from right to left. That progress is elusive, and every generation has to fight to hold on. So I see it as a further step to progress in our state. And then she says this, I know that will affect not only Alabama, but we're also waiting on Louisiana and Georgia. It will have a ripple effect, and not just in congressional seats. So even in Jefferson County, where we have five commission seats, I think you'll see a lawsuit whether or not that violates the Voting Rights Act, because there's many African-American voters in that county. Listen, I think, first of all, it's a bit insulting to believe that race is only for one party. I think it's pretty insulting to say, well, we have to build another minority-majority district. Otherwise, they're just not getting a fair shake. They don't vote? Okay. What they're really saying is we need to build another what we think will be a Democrat district. That's what they're doing. I just realized I've got somebody on the line. Let me go grab that real quick. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm stuck in Falkville waiting for a trailer.
Falkville waiting for a trailer. There's some life.
Oh,
what's on your mind, bud?
Hey, you know, when the government puts you in a box, you have to think out of the box. My solution would be for the legislature to write a law that race can no longer be considered for government, any government agency in the state of Alabama, and that, like on the census and everything else, they don't have the right to ask you what race you are or anything else. You just have to be counted, you know. But that declare that, just like a HIPAA law, you know, they can't ask you about your medical, they can't, you know, do other things. So I can't see why it wouldn't pass and be constitutional that government can no longer ask anyone what race they are. And therefore, that would, you know, and it cannot no longer be considered anything in the government.
Well, I mean, you take a look at the fact that the government's the one who will intervene if they think you are being racial. But in this case, we're being told we're not racial enough. And I just find the whole thing to be, you know, it lacks common sense. It doesn't pass the smell test.
Is the law that made this, do you think it's constitutional that they can, you know, was it 1965 law?
Oh, yeah, 65 Voting Rights Act. I mean, it's been upheld. So, I mean, I say that knowing full well it has been upheld. I get it. But I also look at it too, Jeff, and I think I said earlier in the show, not sure if you heard this part, that at what point then do we have to give other races special district lines? If there's a majority white, if you go to, say, I don't know, pick one, Montana, and there's hardly anybody there who's not white, can they just go ahead and say, we're going to draw what we consider to be all white districts? Or if there's a heavy Asian population or a heavy Hispanic population, can they have one drawn just for their demographic? And I mean, where does it end? Did I lose him? I'm just talking to Jeff, and he ain't even there. Well, Jeff, we love you. I hope you got your trailer in Falkville. But so, yeah, there's the bottom line, folks. As you heard my article from Terry Sewell saying, it's going to bleed over. In her words, she says, it will have a ripple effect. It's not just congressional seats. She's saying that they're going to go after the Jefferson County Commission. I mean, where does this end? It's nowhere good. That's why I believe the Attorney General is right to appeal this. He has to appeal it, because otherwise there's going to be a constant trend to trying to upset election processes by claiming that there's not a district line drawn in a race-based basis enough. It's crazy. It's a no-win situation. All right. Phil Williams coming right back with Chairman John Wall from the Alabama Republican Party. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.